There's a lot of discussion in that area, of course, with especially with the electric buses. I think the jury is still out. You know, I wrote down a lot of things. I sent on Mr. Besaw, and it always seemed like it was everything I wrote down came back to be negative instead of what. And I know there's many positives or could be positives to having electric buses, but you know, one of the things that in our district is that we are basically a rural urban setting, and so we are making a lot of miles out into the rural community. Typically, an electric bus will go for 100 to 150 miles per charge, and that's based on, are you using the air conditioner that day? You know, I mean, back in August when the heat index was 110 plus, of course we would be using the air conditioner, which that impacts the battery life. I'm not sure we'd be able to use them for out-of-town trips unless there's a charging station somewhere down the road that we could use at some point. And then not being able to use them for midday activity because you'd have to charge them between the morning shift and the afternoon. So there may be, you know, down the road that may be some specialized use for them, but you know, on the market right now, an electric bus is about $360,000, and so that's a pretty good chunk of change to not get the use that I think that we get out of a regular or buses that we have now. You know, of course, there are lower maintenance costs to an electric bus. But one thing that I think one of the things that the jury's still out on is the battery life. Once the batteries have to be replaced, some of the numbers that I've seen could cost upward to $90,000 to replace the batteries on a bus. Okay, nobody's really talking about that much, but no one's really got to that point yet where they have to start replacing batteries because this is all still relatively new. But of course, the advantages are the zero emissions. Certainly would help those with respiratory issues and things like that. But you know, I'm not sure that I'll ever see it in my career. But I would say down the road, as things improve, as technology improves, that could be a very real possibility down the road.
Well, I guess I have one other related question, and this is from a long time ago, so I hope it's changed, but I would go, you know, the buses are there to pick up the kids at the end of the day, and they're all running, and the fumes were pretty bad, and I was told, well, they just got to leave them running because that's the best thing for them or something like that, but it was definitely a lot of emissions that everybody was breathing.
It's definitely something that we need to look at on doing a better job at doing, just from my experience of being out riding, driving the bus the last few months. It was kind of hard to have that conversation back in August and September when the temperatures were like, you know, because, you know, I didn't want to... you know, it takes a while to heat that or to cool that tin can down once you get it going. So I agree that you know, we need to look at improving our process on that end, but we'll have those conversations.